It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Last week, Governor Tony Evers signed into law the state's next two-year, $111 billion budget. It includes a tax cut package over $1 billion, plus boosts in mental health spending at public schools.
This budget signing comes after months of negotiations between the Republican-controlled state legislature and the Evers administration, with some Democratic votes pushing it over the finish line in the state Senate.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers joins us now. Governor Evers, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. How's everybody today?
Good. Now let's dive right into some of the specifics here. A WPR reports that some public school superintendents are worried that the lack of an increase in general school aid funding is going to force local school districts to raise property taxes to go to referendums. Are you concerned that the deal arrived here is going to lead to property tax increases for local school districts?
Well, it could. I guess it's a local issue. But, you know, at the end of the day, we worked with the legislature to get, frankly, as much as we could for our schools. And, you know, we ended up with $1.4 billion in spendable resources for them. So I'm sure there's, when you compromise, you compromise. You don't get everything you want, and you get some things you do want. So do I have concerns about that? Of course you do. You know, this is not a sprint. This is more than that. And we need to make sure that we continue to advocate for our schools. We did as best we could. And $1.4 billion in spendable money isn't chump change, but it's not exactly solving all the problems that that our schools had. You know, we've had years of underfunding our schools, and it's not going to get changed in just one budget, that's for sure.
One of your priorities was a boost in the special education compensation going to schools. That did end up in the final budget. How important was that for you?
Well, it's really important because two things. One is the state needs to provide more resources in the arena of special education. And it was a significant increase. It's the largest increase in special education funding from the schools in decades. And so that was really important. But at the end of the day, that also has the opportunity to use the state money to for special education, because in the past what's happened is the school districts have had to fund that out of their own money, and this way we're able to put those other dollars that they have at the school to make sure that they're doing what they need to do to make sure their kids are in a good place.
Turning to higher education, the UW system getting over $250 million budget boost. That came after Republicans at one point were saying in the assembly anyway, hey, maybe $89 million cut. What changed? What led to that compromise? There are some strings attached.
Certainly are, but we went from a $90 million cut to a $250 million positive, and so it was a good change. Obviously, we're still we went years when the Board of Regents were forced to have no increases, not only from the state but not increasing issues around revenues from the students themselves. So it was a step in the right direction, and that's the important thing. People now understand the importance of state money for the University of Wisconsin system. And in addition to that, we had some really good wins as it relates to the building program at UW. Many university schools. Have struggled, Stevens Point, La Crosse, Oshkosh, with Stout, UW-Madison, UW-Milwaukee, with building projects. And we got a lot of those taken care of this time also.
In the past, Republican state lawmakers, have linked some university funding to calls for cuts in diversity programs. Now, here we have this budget passed with that increase, and just now, days later, UW-Madison says, we are cutting our DEI office. Is there a link? Is there a quid pro quo there?
No, not at all. That decision was made by UW-Madison. But they basically what they're trying to do is make sure that they're serving their students well. And obviously, to use a term, I hate to use this out loud, DEI is not something that the federal government's worried about, frankly, and the Republicans here in Wisconsin. So I think what they're trying to do is meet the needs of students, period. It had nothing to do with the budget. But we did have some wins in this budget. I mean, there's no question. We've never had money from the state being part of child care, early childhood education. We're now in a much better place with our hospitals with a $1.1 billion infusion there. And really important because the last thing we need is for two more, a couple of years ago, we had two hospitals in the Eau Claire area go out of business. We can't have that. We just can't have that. So we had some really good wins in the budget. And that's what, frankly, that's what compromising is all about. We're a purple state, and we want to make sure that we work together with all sides to get some good outcomes.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is with us talking about the new two-year state budget. Moving to corrections, you had a plan to close the Green Bay Correctional Institution. I think pretty much everybody at the table agreed that Green Bay needed to close. The specific closing date was in the budget. You took that out. Why? What ended up happening in this kind of complicated plan?
Well, it's a complicated plan, and we've been waiting for a long time to get this done. Yes, we have to close Green Bay. There's no question about that. We're going to do it. But we've talked about this as long as I've been governor, and frankly, even before that, when I was state superintendent, we were talking about this issue. And because I was part of a committee that the former governor put together, we have to start with the closing down Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake and moving those kids out and making that into a medium security prison. And there's all these other things that have to happen first. We just can't say, well, tomorrow we're going to close Green Bay and those thousand people are going to be going where? We don't know. So I was torqued about this. We have to get this done. There's various ways we can do it, but just saying in a budget, well, we're going to close in 2029 is not a solution. We have to get the other pieces in place, and I'm willing to work with anybody on the other side to make this happen. Simple as that. Just a matter of getting it done.
Is there standalone legislation you're going to be looking for now that the budget is done to advance that mission?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready. You know, we had a proposal out there for the legislature to take a look at. They've looked at it. They're spending some time thinking about what could be different than what we proposed. Frankly, it doesn't make any difference to me. We have to start moving the children out of northern Wisconsin into we're building a facility in the Milwaukee area. We have some money in the budget now for putting one in the Madison area for juveniles, and we've got to start. It's just a matter of putting the pieces in place. And like I said, I'm willing to look at anything. This is, we're talking about compromise. We're talking about the fact that we're a purple state. We got to get this done, and I'm sure we will.
Another item left on the table, a stewardship conservation funding in Wisconsin, including the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund. That was left for separate legislation. You used your partial veto to block some money earmarked for specific projects. Where are negotiations for a possible standalone bill to tackle those kind of conservation purchases?
Yeah, and I think that's important because I think it has bipartisan support. It's just a matter of getting the right amount of money in, and so I think we'll get that done. I mean, Republicans and Democrats support our environment, and the stewardship fund is something that is key to making that happen. And so this is something we can continue to work on. We have to get it done. you know, you see the compromise that was made with the Knowles Nelson, one a Democrat, one a Republican, both cared about the environment. We still have that mojo going here in Wisconsin, and we're going to get it done.
Briefly, this budget process seems to have worked a little differently than the last couple, in the sense that you and your people and the Republican leaders and their people were talking to each other at various points in the process. What was different this time around? Because it seemed icier the last couple of processes.
Certainly. And I hear this. I travel the state almost every day, it seems like, to talk to people, talk to businesses, and go to schools, you name it. And I hear this time and time again, that people are hoping that we will compromise, that we'll work together with the other side. And so I think there was some kind of overall push from the people of Wisconsin saying, we understand we're a purple state. We're going to be a purple state for a long time. Get something done, work together. And we did that. Were there some wins there? Yes. Were there some things that could have been better? Yes. But at the end of the day, we worked together to make sure that we're meeting the needs of the people of Wisconsin.
Finally, election season is coming around. You said earlier this year you would make an announcement at some point after the budget was done. The budget is done. Do you have an announcement for us?
Not today. It'll happen in the very near future.
What do you weigh as you make that decision in our last half a minute?
Yeah, it's, about what we've accomplished, what we have yet to do, personal issues, you name it. Do I think that if I ran again that I would win? Of course. There's no question about that. So that piece isn't something I'm concerned about. It's just the rest of the pieces, and we'll put it together in the next few days or next week or so, and we'll make an announcement.
Governor Evers, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Rob. I appreciate it.
That's Tony Evers, Democratic governor of Wisconsin. Been talking about the recently signed 2-year state budget. You can get a lot more details from our news team online at WPR.org.